Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's Sports League. Sports Radio 610.
Breaking news on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Beat the Streak. For tips to win a $5.6 million prize, listen wherever you get your podcast.
This is interesting. This is from Joe Wilner. Covers the Pac-12. According to sources, USC and UCLA are planning to leave the Pac-12 for the Big Ten as early as 2024. Move has not yet been finalized by the at the highest levels of power, but USC, UCLA joining the Big Ten. My goodness.
It's bound to happen. I think a lot of us have known this for a long time.
I didn't know this was going to happen.
Well, not necessarily these two to that conference.
But you forgot to tell me this one.
But you've heard me talking about it for years now. Four super conferences. That's where we're headed.
But I thought that USC and UCLA
would be
the foundation of the Pac-12.
Right. And then that would be a super conference.
Yeah.
No, I did too, to be honest. But I'm saying that's where we're going. You know, isn't it funny? Little old University of Arkansas. Not little. It's a big school. But
boy, you're going to get your... But no, I think Clint, in about 43 minutes when Clint comes in
here. I think
here.
Clint will agree with me.
I don't know. You just called it Little Ol' Arkansas.
Little Ol' Arkansas. All
man. Right. It's going to get ugly in here in 43 minutes, Faye.
They were more on the ball than anybody else back in the day. Southwest Conference wasn't getting respect it deserved. From polls and from money and from television, Arkansas said, you know what? We're going to go to the SEC. And that was one of the first chips that fell. Arkansas going to the SEC, then, of course, you know, other schools followed. The Aggies were relatively early. Aggies in Missouri were relatively early in the process. And then, obviously, Texas and Oklahoma now, and some of these other movements that Nebraska, you know, leaving to go to the Big Ten.
You sure that was a good move by Nebraska?
Well, financially. I don't know about, you know, on the field. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is these are the first few schools that saw this coming. And Arkansas might have been the first. I'm going to have to ask Clint who else was one of the first that said.
John, that was in the – how long ago was
this? In the 90s.
Yeah, it's not like they saw that super conferences were coming. They just arrived in the right spot.
You're saying they got lucky?
Yes.
No.
They.
No.
So Arkansas saw it was
They may not have seen the super conferences.
Yeah.
But they recognized if you're going to thrive in this world, it's about conference affiliation and money. Now, maybe it was by accident, but they were one of the first schools to really say that, you know, this allegiance is only skin deep. Maybe the Aggies in Missouri were the ones that really started and Nebraska and those that went to the Big Ten. But this is happening. It's going to be four conferences, guys.
USC in the Big Ten. UCLA in the Big Ten. That's weird. I think the way in which the handling of college football during COVID went down with the Pac-12, if I were USC or I were UCLA, I would want to get the hell out of there too.
Sure.
I mean, that's part of the reason Davis Mills left early. Mm-hmm. Like, as much as we talked about.
No, it is.
Like his coach told us.
Yeah.
His coach told us on our show.
Yeah.
Like, the way that COVID was handled in California.
He didn't know if he was going to play.
And I can't imagine what the text line's about to say. I'm not giving any opinions on it. I'm just telling you what David
From
Shaw and Davis Mills told me.
Standpoint.
Pac-12 really tried to cancel the season.
Yeah.
Big 10, SEC, Big 12. The 2020 season.
Well, the Big
happening,
10 did cancel the season. But then reversed course.
They said, you know what? We're not gonna latch on here. We're damn sure gonna catch up, and they caught up.
Yeah.
But the SEC, the Big 12, and the Big 10 eventually after their initial attempts, they saved the college football season, mm-hmm. and that's why Davis Mills left. That might not be why, but it was a reason. His coach told us.
Yeah.
David Shaw told us. If I were USC, I'd want to get the hell out of there too. Seriously, I mean, you got to go Big Ten.
From a practical standpoint.
With the way that went down,
absolutely.
With how crazy that was, and then all of a sudden you're saying, all right, kids, let's play a four-week season or whatever. They got left out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, I don't know if they would admit it, but that's got to be a factor because I never in my lifetime saw a world in which, first of all, that the Pac-12 didn't exist. I thought maybe the Pac-12 would merge with the Big Ten or something would happen,
mm-hmm.
but I never in my life imagined that USC wouldn't be the top dog in the Pac-12 and the Pac-12 wouldn't be a part of things.
Yeah.
You've seen it with the Big 12 for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You've kind of seen the unraveling really since A&M and Missouri and
really,
Nebraska left.
Really, kind of starting once they went to the Big 12 from the Southwest Conference.
Yeah.
People were saying, okay, the Southwest Conference is dead.
Yeah.
You know, screw U of H, screw TCU, screw all these other schools. Let's go make some money. I'm telling you, that was
TCU had to come in. Like, there's just been a lot of lack of stability in the Big 12. So you've seen that.
Yeah.
I didn't see it with the Pac-12. Didn't see it.
I saw it going the other way, like you did. But maybe this was the best offer. Keep this in mind as well. The Pac-12 tried to get A&M in Texas, so they did try to be the landing spot. None of this stuff is happening. And, you know, now they got Utah and all this other stuff that's not as lucrative, not as good of a television time zone. See, that's the best thing about USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten. You know, they're going to be primetime Big Ten, you know, televisions. I mean, because they always, even as big of programs as they are.
Pac-12 after dark.
They still play 10 p.m. games. Not anymore. You know, or very few.
So what's going to happen now? Are we going to have, because we have the Big Ten, we have the SEC, we have the ACC. ACC's got a pretty good thing going with basketball. Like, do the Pac-12 and Big 12 merge? Is there going to be a merger? Because Big 12 just made a pretty big hire.
That could do it.
They hired the CEO mm-hmm. of Roc Nation, who has a history in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of getting a little bit innovative. Does the Pac-12 merge with the Big 12? But my question is this, though.
That might happen.
Texas and Oklahoma are to the Big 12 as USC and Oregon are to the Pac-12. I know UCLA's big.
I'd say USC and UCLA because of the market. Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
So they lost their two top dogs. The Big 12 lost their two top dogs. Did they merge?
I wouldn't want to if I were Oregon.
What's Oregon going to do?
That's what I'm saying.
Just
if I were
in the Pac-12?
And Oregon runs the place.
They got Nike.
They Nike, and now they're the only major. I think, I think we might not be done with, you know, teams plucking other teams from other conferences. Because Oregon can't play. I mean, they can play conceivably in the Big Ten. They can't play in the ACC. They can't play in the SEC. That's a long way, man. That's a long, long way. The Big Ten is stretching it, you know?
USC and the Big Ten.
What is the fourth major? I've always heard, well, for about the last 15, 20 years, it's going to end, guys. I remember I talked to an AD 15, 18 years ago. Ultimately, it's going to be four conferences. Is it going to be four?
It's going to be like an NFL. I like this, Vic.
So it's going to be
give me 32
SEC.
Teams. Let's go.
But what's the fourth one? SEC, ACC, Big Ten.
Big 12 or Pac-12, it's going to be one of them. They're going to have to figure it out. Now, U of H just got in the Big 12, so they'll have to figure something out. They made a hire, though, that's very, very smart.
Guy from Roc Nation.
Roc Nation, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that whole thing goes going around the NFL here and In the Loop. Sports Radio 610. The Spurs traded Deshaun Watson's Eskimo, bro. It's a highlight you haven't heard anywhere else.
He did.
DeJounte Murray of the San Antonio Spurs traded to the Atlanta Hawks for Danilo Gallinari, 3 firsts, and a pick swap. Now, what does DeJounte Murray got to do with Deshaun Watson? He used to date Jillian Ayas, who is the current girlfriend of Deshaun Watson. Do you remember their beef, Figgy? Got very ugly.
Yeah.
This was when they broke up. This was back in 2017. They dated for a year and a half or so. They went viral a couple of times. They started a YouTube channel. It was called Score and Strip. They had a Score and Strip segment. Not sure what happens there. Were they playing like Love and Basketball type thing?
I don't know.
Not sure. And there was also a video of Deshaun's girl, Jilly, getting turned down at a Beverly Hills steakhouse because her skirt was too short. So they tried to go eat.
Mm-hmm.
She was dressed a little too skimpy and didn't get in. And then they broke up. That's where it got crazy. DeJounte Murray called Deshaun's current girlfriend back then a gold digger. Jilly responded on Twitter with a couple of tweets. Quote, note to self, when the Lord gives you a sign, ignore that MF-er. Next tweet. A beep will be quick to call you a gold digger, but has never paid a single bill, doesn't pay my rent, car note, phone bill, the list goes on and on. Gold digger where? Miss me with that bull bleep.
Wow.
Close quotes.
Wow.
DeJounte Murray called her a gold digger, man.
Huh?
Slime ball. DeJounte, it's a fine young lady at Jillian Nias. You be nice to her. I know her father. He's a great guy.
Well, he's apparently got some money, right?
She did tweet a picture of his house and say gold gold from the beginning.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
DeJounte Murray, Deshaun Watson.
Well, she was standing up
full
for
circle.
Herself.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
DeJounte Murray, now an Atlanta Hawk.
Really good player, man. Really good player.
Spurs aren't even trying to win anymore, John.
Well, they're rebuilding. What, 3 first-rounders?
When's Pop retiring?
He said he wants to coach these guys.
I'm tired of looking
at him. He was asked about it.
I'm really tired of looking at that guy.
I guess yesterday.
He's the only time I turn the HD off when someone's getting interviewed.
That's a good.
Normally my eyes, like I can't look at non-HD TV, but when Pop's getting interviewed, I turn the HD off.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't want to see all that.
Every time I see Popovich, I think of my mom.
What?
My mother was the biggest Spurs fan.
Oh, okay.
The biggest, huge Spurs fan. She'd watch every game. Even when she was getting old and she was 90, she would have her glasses on and hold the TV real close. But she always called Pop El Viejo Feo.
What's that mean?
The old ugly man.
Oh, man.
And she loved the Spurs. And she would, oh, El Viejo Feo did this. And then. Oh, man, that was funny.
It's Around the NFL here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up, I have a question. And it's a serious question. I think some of you can relate to this. Hell, some of you might do this. What is with old dudes wearing full uniforms when they're doing active things? We'll discuss next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Lopez bought a Speedo.
I did.
I don't know why.
Because I swim.
You said yesterday you bought a Speedo. I feel this is unnecessary. Much like bike riders dressing like they're Lance Armstrong on the Tour de France with the bike shorts, the full uniform and stuff like that. It feels a little bit unnecessary, John.
Have you ever, I know you swim, have you ever swam laps like, you know, as the full workout, like for an hour, 45 minutes or an hour?
No.
Have you ever played basketball?
Yeah, but when I play basketball, I'm going to wear shorts.
You wear basketball shorts, right?
Yeah, but I'm not wearing a full uniform.
No, I'm not wearing a full uniform. I'm wearing swimming shorts.
Speedo?
Well, they're tight, like a Speedo, but they're the long ones that go to your knee.
Oh, that's not a Speedo.
It's made by Speedo. Okay.
I was thinking you were wearing like a Speedo.
No, God, no. Okay. I would never do that.
I'm just making sure.
But you got to wear the long ones because it's better to swim that way. It makes swimming a better workout for you, because the other ones drag and they make it real difficult. And like, if you wear swim trunks, then the water gets in the pockets and all that stuff, and it's just hard to swim and keep your form. No, this is 713-572-4610. If you swim as a workout, do you wear, you know, the tight, like, is it Lycra, whatever it is, suit? Because it makes a world. Do you play basketball in basketball shorts? You swim in swim shorts.
All right, there you go.
That's the way it works.
Misunderstanding.
Now, I wouldn't take any selfies. I'll tell you that. But it is more efficient when you swim that.
How big is the crowd when you swim? You try to limit like how many people see you. So, like some people don't like to work out with a lot of people in the gym. Some do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, how big of a crowd is watching you in your tight Speedo swim?
I don't know if it's a combination of this.
You notice a crowd forming when this is going on?
Depends on how tight it is. But I don't know if this is just me being self-conscious or respectful of others, but I always wear a towel until I get to my lane. You know, wear a towel and a shirt, T-shirt, then take off my T-shirt, take off my towel, and just hop on in with my goggles. You got to wear goggles, too. It makes it a lot easier and more efficient.
There you go. John Lopez, come into a pool near you. Did you get that massage yet?
No, but I saw them yesterday. I saw the fine people at Lifetime, and for those who don't know,
John got a settlement yesterday.
No, I got a nice gesture from the nice people at Lifetime after I had my wallet stolen. They offered me all kinds of stuff, and I settled on a massage.
Okay,
they said just whatever went on the board, just schedule it, and we got you covered. How about that?
You should get it.
I'm going to get it.
Get it.
I'm going to get it.
Got
sure.
A vacation coming up. Little 4th of July weekend. By the way, coming up before J-Lo leaves for vacation, I can't believe you're even going to do this. The worst things about the 4th of July.
Yeah.
One of the best times of the year. John Lopez's worst things about the 4th of July.
I'm
worried about this, John, because 4th of July is one of my favorite times. Now, for a large portion of my life, for about 15 years, I was working 16-hour days on the 4th.
I remember that. You had the fireworks.
I ran the firework warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still hook you up. If you want some fireworks, let me know. 713-5... No, I'm just kidding.
Look.
But I can.
It's an incredible holiday. It's a shout-out to the Bull, by the way. 34,000 thank you cards to our troops.
Yeah, they thank troops, and John Lopez is going to hike his leg on the holiday.
No, it's a great holiday. It's a very important holiday for me, for a lot of people. But everything has, like, bad elements to it. Christmas has bad elements. I'm going to tell you what the bad things are about 4th of July weekend.
All right, that's coming up at 45. We'll hear Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Healy, what they got to say about that as well. Also got a little back and forth going on between you and Sean Pendergast. There's some controversy over your past accusations of Sean Pendergast's definition of being, quote, off the grid.
Oh,
y'all are going back and forth. I got my phone vibrating here, Figgy, and I'm not even in the conversation.
Well, you agreed with me. So, Sean Pendergast, last year, I think it was a cross-country driving trip, which he likes to drive. I think one of his first tweets was, I'm going to be off the grid now. I'm paraphrasing. I'm going to be off the grid now, guys, going on this long vacation. I'm like, good for Shawnee. Good for him. He deserves it. He works hard. Just go completely off the grid, unplug literally and figuratively, and we'll see. I think it was like a 10-day trip or something, and we'll see in 10 days. So like 2 days in, I'm noticing he's like this cabin somewhere in North Carolina or something, tweeting like crazy in the woods. And I came in one day and I told you, and I have since let Sean know, what are you doing? If you're off the grid, go off the grid. We get it. We love to hear your...
So you don't want him to keep people updated on his trip?
We love to read your tweets, but unplug. Did you see a tweet from me when I unplugged? When I was legitimately off the grid?
You took like a weird selfie that was...
Which
like
one?
It was like a signing off. I don't remember. It was a weird selfie in front of a rock or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, when we were climbing those.
Yeah, you took a selfie or something and said something like, "Hey guys, look at me, I'm on a trip."
Yeah, I've never said that.
What did the selfie say?
I've literally never. I can't remember. I
think it was here. Just, it is.
Yeah.
No, that was a different one. Yeah. That, you sent Larry a selfie there.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, you said we're fishing and sent Larry a selfie.
I think he said something like, "Hey, I didn't have much service, but
yeah,
about to lose service, guys."
Yeah, and then I was off the grid. So anyway, so
where was the selfie?
I can't remember.
It was like on a cliff.
Yeah,
you were on like
we were climbing this.
Yeah, you're on a big ass rock. Yeah, and then you basically said, "Hey guys, see you later."
Yeah. Which is the way you're supposed to do it, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know what the right and wrong way to go off the grid is.
Mm-hmm. I was at Devil's River.
Oh, there it is. It was a close-up. You took it, and then I don't even think it said anything.
Oh, that's, I remember that one.
March 17th.
Yeah, I got it. It was March 15th.
What was that?
Nothing makes you feel more alive than standing on the edge of a cliff where one more step is a plunge 75 feet.
Does that make you feel more alive, or does that make you feel close to death?
It's invigorating. That was the one day we had service because we went to this cliff where there was service. But before that and after that, I was at Amistad that day. But before that and after that, I was at Devil's River where there was no service. So we took one day to go to Amistad, and I was on this cliff 75 feet above the ground. Right, hanging my toes over the ledge. It was wild, man. It was awesome.
Are you above a road trip? Is that why you kind of roll your eyes at Sean's?
We took a trip? That was a road trip.
No, but like he's going.
That was 8 hours.
Country road trip.
That was 8 hours to the middle of nowhere on Devil's River.
You don't.
I like to drive.
You enjoy road trips?
I like to drive.
Still?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I like to drive.
How much space do you need?
I got my truck.
Could you go four deep on a road trip right now?
What do you mean?
Two in the front, two in the back.
Two in the back. Two in the front,
people?
Two in the back. Yeah. Yeah.
That's about the limit.
That's
isn't
a road trip, that, though.
That's the limit.
You got to have consistent company. It's got to be at least two deep or four deep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the limit.
Can you handle the road trip?
Sure. Absolutely. I like to drive. I like that stuff.
You like to drive by yourself?
Both. I like to, but see, road trips with me are one of those, are kind of like, I have to know where I'm going to stop. I don't like unscheduled stops. I'm that guy. Like if they say, hey, we're going to go to, let me just use this thing. We're going to Devil's River. Let's stop at Amistad one day. Cool. But, you know, like this unscheduled stuff, I call them add-ons that my wife always does. And you know, like when you
What's
go
to, an add-on?
An add-on.
Like you go to an outlet mall or something?
No, no, no. When she says, hey, would you go with me? We're going to go to the grocery store and then we're going to go to TJ Maxx.
Okay.
And
that's
then,
a good add-on. TJ Maxx
no,
is
no,
a good
no,
add-on.
No, 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 no. That's not an add-on. So in my mind,
that's
I'm thinking,
the plan right there.
In my mind, I'm thinking grocery store, TJ Maxx.
Okay.
So we're driving to TJ Maxx. She goes, oh, stop at the CBD place. I need to pick up some CBD oil.
Whoa.
She takes CBD. I do too. And then we stop at the CBD. And she goes, oh, you know what? I need to get blah, blah, blah at this antique store over in Old Humble. And I'm like, stop with the add-ons. I women do this. Sorry.
See, antique store is a bad add-on. The CBD is okay.
Any add-on. And women do this. They think they're tricking us, but they're not. More than men. And I know that sounds sexist, but I think I'm right. When a woman says, hey, would you go with me here and here? Or even three. Here, here, and here. That's it. That's the plan. That's what we're doing. but it ends up being, I think, Figgy, you
ooh,
agree.
I got to pick up something from Joanne Fabrics
exactly.
Real quick.
Exactly. Oh, you know what?
It's way too specific.
Let's run by Chris and Leslie. let's run by Chris and Leslie.
I need to
house.
Run over the Harwin real quick.
Yeah, and then they go by houses too. Like you're running chores. You know, you're running, you're checking things off your list. And then, sometimes she'll say like, hey, let's go by Chris and Leslie's house. I need to see Leslie about what I'm like, what, this isn't, we're not on, you know, having a social setting here.
There's good breathers and there's bad breathers and there's great breathers. A good breather is the Astros play 9 games in 9 days and then you get a break and then mm-hmm. they resume. Mm-hmm. Bad breather is a bye week. I know it's necessary for the team, but I hate when you have to go a whole week without your team playing. Yeah. And then there's a great break. When the lady just says, I'm going to go run errands, and you get to just chill to yourself for a little bit, and she's going to be back. It's not like she's going on a trip or something mm-hmm. like that. That's a great breather for a lot of people.
Yeah. Don't ever say it out loud, though. You know what? I'm just going to go to blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'll be here. The door closes. Yes. Yes. Don't lie, guys. You know it's true.
The worst things about the 4th of July, an update on Deshaun Watson and the hearing that is ongoing and a potential fight between John Lopez and Clint Sterner next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, worst things about the 4th of July, courtesy of the John Lopez. I am shocked by this one. But,
no, man.
No, I'm all ears.
No.
I'm open-minded. We'll hear this. Be. Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Hughley, coming up in 25 minutes. Worst things about one of my favorite holidays.
One of mine, too.
Courtesy of the OG John Lopez. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we're going to be having a good time. I hope everybody has a happy 4th of July. I am actually off tomorrow, and so I won't see you until after that. But we were kind of group family text about some of the things we wanted to do this weekend, and this kind of came up. So I'm not saying don't have a drink. I'm going to drink. The sloppy drunks. It's something about the heat, the bay, the lake, the pool. When you get sloppy drunk on the 4th of July, and it just seems to hit differently on the 4th and even Memorial Day. I guess it's just the heat, fireworks, late nights. I don't know what it is. I mean, people get really, really hurt or hurt themselves. It seems like there's always maybe because the fireworks are involved, whatever it is, maybe because it's family and you know how families, you know, tend to argue and stuff. The sloppy drunks about the 4th of July drive me nuts.
They drive you nuts?
Yeah.
It's part of the holiday, man. There's always a sloppy drunk.
Hey, have a good time. Get tipsy. Sloppy drunks.
4th of July thing, man.
It's a thing?
It's a thing.
I don't know if it's a thing.
Oh, it's definitely
I mean, it happens.
It's definitely a thing.
Fireworks for dogs. God, it just breaks my heart. These dogs. Does your dog get terrified too?
I'm sure because he gets scared of the rain. My dog has not experienced
like thunder gets
fireworks.
Scared of? Oh, it's
yes.
Gonna be get one of those. Get a heavy blanket.
Scared
or
of
something.
Vacuums yeah. too.
It was awful for New Year's for my dog.
Awful.
They had some Uzis. They had all type of stuff.
Although
man.
She might be able to crazy. Go outside, and if she actually sees them, then she'll like it. She doesn't like just the sound, but she, man, she'll sit in the dog park by herself, and she'll watch planes fly like a mofo.
Oh, really?
She'll just sit up there and look.
Because so she doesn't have any friends.
She might like the visual. She's got too many friends, damn it. Good God. Starting to have like a... Just a whole Bad News crew over there.
They got a little... They're running together?
Yeah.
But I just feel, I mean, they start shaking. They're terrified.
She might like the visual.
They're scared. The third thing that I don't like about the 4th of July, and you know I'm very, you know, I'm very much support like everybody else.
Uh-oh.
All these, you know, freedoms that we have.
Oh, no. Good God. Here we go.
Politicians in parades. I don't care what side. Any politician in a parade. Nobody wants to see you there.
Stick to sports,
they're,
man.
They're exploiting the holiday because there's going to be a lot. The parade is for festivity and America and having fun and red, white, and blue and picnics and pie and ice cream and all this stuff. And then here comes some guy running for city council. Here comes some guy running for city council with his car all decked out in his banner. Or some woman, and I'm like, dude, nobody wants to see you here. Let's just celebrate the holiday.
Parades are for people that want to be inconvenienced, mess up nice areas, and for people that want to feel important.
I love parades.
Do you?
I do. I do love parades.
Not a big parade fan.
I do.
Not a big parade fan. Been to some big ones.
Maybe.
Not a massive fan.
You're not a big parade fan because of the next thing I'm going to say about the 4th of July. When community parades or parades in general don't allow the people on floats to throw candy. Apparently,
what do you mean? When's that become a thing?
The last few years, like because kids are getting hurt, eyes hit.
Oh, keep your head on a swivel.
Keep your head on a swivel. It's
can't
part
throw
of
candy
growing up.
Some nerd couldn't catch, some nerdy kid couldn't
exactly.
catch candy?
Well, my kid doesn't get any candy.
I don't give a damn.
Well,
he needs
toughen
to get more
up.
Aggressive.
Get your head in there.
I hope they don't take their kids to a baseball
get
game.
Get in there and throw some elbows.
Exactly.
Get the candy.
Those are some of your best memories, like fighting for that lollipop
you
or whatever.
Are you kidding me?
No, they're 713-572.
So we can't throw candy now?
713-572-4610.
Wussification of America.
I've been to parades lately in Kingwood and Humble. A couple of other community parades are like, well, we can't throw candy this year. I'm like, what the hell?
That's awful.
That's awful.
That's terrible.
And then the people on 4th of July weekend... And I'm never doing this again. That go to like Six Flags or Disney.
Why?
Dude.
Why does that bother you?
Dude.
What is wrong with you?
The crowds have never been larger. The heat has never been hotter. And it's a miserable experience. If you're going to go, go. I liked them. I don't go anymore. My kids are growing up. But the theme parks on a holiday... No, thank you.
I think theme park timing is really important.
Yeah.
You want to get there at a specific time. The goal, like, back in the day, it's still there, actually. Hurricane Harbor up 45.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be called Wet n' Wild.
I remember that.
We would get there at, like, sometimes 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. You do the evening thing?
Do every slide.
Yeah.
Literally every slide. Like if one ride had four, you do all four of those. Me and my friends would go there, and the goal was to do every slide, and we would do it. If you go from 4 to 9, just nonstop, boom, bada bing, go. People are shuffling out. That's how you go. But you've got to go at the right time. People know that lived here and lived up 45 that, like, season pass paid for itself.
Oh, always.
I mean, it was two trips.
Oh, always, yeah.
And it was the best babysitting a parent could get.
Mm-hmm.
Drop the kid off at Astro World.
Yep.
You can bring your lunch. Locker costs like $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
Drop them off, pick them up. Best babysitting you can have. I mean, it's a pretty safe spot.
Yeah.
Granted, there are some things that kids can see there to where, mm-hmm. you know.
It's part of growing up. It's part of growing up, too.
Part of growing up. I remember when I was in fifth grade and I tripped over two people having sex. It was very educational. I did.
Really?
I damn sure did. Damn sure
wow.
did.
Wow.
Me and my friend Todd Atwood.
We ran through the stop sign.
Like a mofo. Me and Todd Atwood were leaving. It was like 9:10. His mom, Judy, was picking us up at 9. This was before cell phones, so it was kind mm-hmm. of a trust issue. Like when you yeah. made it, when you made a plan, you made a plan.
Yeah.
We were running through the grass, like trying to cut to see his mom.
And they're right there in the middle?
Two people. Two
smack in the middle.
Two high school kids, I would say, having sex. Yeah. I tripped over them.
He is running through the stop sign.
Look back.
You tripped through the stop sign, man.
You tripped through the stop sign.
I got my ass up and ran quickly because I had never seen two people have sex before. That was the first time I saw two people have sex.
Stop sign.
Fifth grade, Todd Atwood. Six Flags over Texas.
Y'all still talk about that one.
Oh, we were talking about it in the car. Definitely saw
it. What was mom saying?
Judy?
Yeah.
Judy was cussing us out because we were like 12 minutes late because we had to ride.
One more ride.
It was one of the promotions where like they were running the roller coaster backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So you ran it backwards, so we were getting on it. But yeah, I tripped over two people having sex. That was my first introduction to sexual intercourse back in the day. Six Flags over Texas.
He is running through the stop sign.
Lopez, congrats on the sex yesterday that you brought up.
I didn't bring up that. I made a funny line. I thought it was a funny line. You turned it into something miserable.
Not miserable.
Well, no.
Acknowledging what went down.
Yeah.
And it definitely went down. Astros versus Yankees tonight.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Uh-oh.
Astros versus Yankees, 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Well, now you got my interest.
Should I go to the yard? Yes or no? I'm looking up prices. Sure. What do you think the prices are down to on StubHub right now?
For the Yankees series?
It's 5 o'clock start, though. So this kind of benefits you. Normally, Yankees tickets are expensive.
Lower level?
I don't know.
I'm saying $95.
There's some $32 outfield deck seats.
Really?
Lower level, yeah. It's not great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Astros-Yankees, price still high. Might go down next hour, so might try to go out to the juice box.
You should. You absolutely should.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Clint Sterner on the show, Hughley about to enter.
Mm-hmm.
You and Clint might throw down.
No, I got to ask him about that, and I will.
Forecasting a little something. Show coming in with a haircut. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. Someone got fresh.
Oh, look at this.
Feeling himself.
Look at goodness. You're feeling it.
Look at
he
this.
He is feeling it. Him. He's got that. Good he's Lord, got the
man.
Jordan shoulder Dude, shrug going.
I don't know, he's got man. You know, the Lord looks out, doesn't he?
Boy, his transformation on his head is more impressive than his body. I'm serious. Yeah. It's not often that you lose a bill plus.
122, let me, let's not. Let's not get specific.
He lost a fat fifth grader.
That's right.
And my man's transformation on his head is way more impressive than losing the fat fifth grader.
It looked good. Though. I can't lie to you.
Of course not.
I tweeted out, I walked in, I picked it all the way out, got a little salt and pepper in the beard.
Yeah.
And I walked in the barbershop looking like Kyrie Irving. And somebody else tweeted, "You walked out looking like Jalen Rose." Listen, I didn't say that, but I mean, it is.
Kind of looking like Cedric the Entertainer a little bit, man.
Oh, wow. Oh. Hey, wow. You're on the same note.
Said ain't never been this small, man.
He wanted to throw Kyrie out there. I said, "Well, you walked in looking more like Bernie Mac, and you walked out maybe looking.
That's not bad.
But that Bernie Mac and Cedric the Entertainer would be the kings of comedy. That'd be the better.
Man.
Hey,
man.
I think that's a little more.
Hey.
It's a little Cedric, more in your lane than the NBA ballers, man.
Cedric ain't seen 217 in a long time.
Fair. But right you got a little Cedric look to you though.
I like Cedric.
Yeah.
I mean, Cedric is my guy. He ain't.
He's got a good new TV show, actually, The Neighborhood.
Is it?
Yeah. New?
It's not new.
I can't even take Cedric serious since watching Kings of Comedy. If he's on a mainstream, if he doesn't cuss, I can't even take
I'm
it.
I'm with you, but I kind of
don't. Do you feel that way about Steve, too?
Yes.
Steve Harvey,
like
too?
It's really hard. Now, they're funny, and I like them, but it's really, like, that. Like I feel like I watched them do their best work right there.
I kind of dug into this.
The sitcom thing just.
By accident a couple of years ago. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah. It is a good show. Max is pretty good in it. Yeah.
I saw Ced live. I'm the opposite. Else. Steve Harvey's kind of transformed now to where I don't take him as serious on the comedy stage. Mm-hmm. He's done so much mainstream stuff.
That's fair.
So I'm with
He's
you
not really a comedian.
I'm
now,
with you on
honest.
Cedric the Entertainer. I couldn't take Al Bundy serious in Modern Family. Everyone talked about how great Modern Family is. Mm-hmm. Dude, that's
he
Al
showed
Bundy.
Some range in that, didn't he?
He did.
Come on, man. I couldn't do it. That's Al Bundy, dude.
That's a good point though. You're right.
Steve has done everything.
But Steve wasn't, in my opinion.
He's still funny as hell on Family Feud, though,
Steve,
man.
Steve was not as good on Kings of Comedy as Bernie Mac and Ced were. He was more the host.
Steve was more the host.
No, but he has memorable moments, though, like Sister Odell and the Titanic going down. I don't know, man.
You know who the most overrated is? I don't think D.L. Hughley's funny.
He was clearly, and he's my namesake, clearly. Clearly, he was the worst.
The number.
Agree.
Yeah.
He
was.
That's
Ringo.
The part we skip.
Yeah, you skip through that.
That's
don't
the
you?
Part we skip.
Fast forward.
You run right through that, bad boy. You run
bathroom
right
break. That. Hey, so Arkansas was more profound when it comes to college football than any other program out there. When they left the Southwest Conference to go to the SEC, they started it all.
I like you. I tip my cap to you.
I said it on the air.
No, that's not how he said it.
I appreciate
it. They were the first one.
That's not how he said it, though. That's not how he said it, though, sir.
What did I say?
You said little old podunk ass Arkansas.
No, I did not.
What?
We'll be that guy.
I said, how about
small
little
state.
Old Arkansas?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. How about little old Arkansas?
They paved the way, brother.
They did. Man, maybe it was an accident, but they did have the vision to know the future of the game is big conferences and big money.
We're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting old. I hate this. I just hate, like, USC and UCLA and the Big Three, they're going to play Rutgers. Like, what is Nebraska the closest team to them now in their conference?
But the thing is,
if that happens.
It ain't over.
No, it's not over. I mean, but I just.
USC, Ohio State every year. USC, Michigan. That
maybe.
Sounds great.
Depending. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be 25 teams in there, so I don't know if they're going to play every year.
I'm over it, man. I'm a super conference guy. I think
me
it
too.
Has to happen. I think it's better
me
for
too.
The game. I think we all enjoy it more. I think we're more efficient getting to a champion ultimately. Yep. If that's the case. Here's the deal though, is I think this is an epic failure by the NCAA once again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the NCAA and John, you'll be able to help me with this. Like maybe I'm stepping out of bounds here and they don't have the ability to do this, but the NCAA just simply allowing the feeding frenzy of the SEC going, we're going to go get OU and Texas. We're going to get two blue bloods and we're going to add them to our already number mm-hmm. one conference. Okay. Well, what do you want? Do you want to wait a couple months and then the Big Ten is going to go out all the way out west and get the LA market ultimately with a couple one blue blood for damn sure if not two but they got
LA, Chicago, and New York.
So the NCAA is just sitting back and letting whoever wants to be you know have a sense of urgency go get the next school regardless of regions in the country.
The NCAA doesn't run college sports anymore. That's the story.
Somebody's got to govern it, though, John. We're going to super conferences, and here's how we're going to do it. You can't go from, like you said, Rutgers playing USC.
Well, forget all that stuff. The conference commissioner, specifically the SEC conference commissioner, runs sports. They run college sports now. I mean, there's,
fair.
As you like to say, no question about it. You know, end of story. You know, that's it. They run it because they have all the power to manipulate and move however they want and go get whomever they want. The NCAA is dead. I mean, it's still there, but in terms of a ruling or any kind of decision.
I'm with you. Yeah. I just think it's an epic failure that the governing body doesn't realign this thing from jump. Right. I mean, what is the ACC going to do now? They're going to go get Oregon's the next big boy out there, other than Notre Dame. How does that work? I mean, is the ACC going to go get Oregon now?
Well, Notre Dame already has the affiliation.
They've got Notre Dame in their pocket.
They got to get two. They can't go get one. Are they going to go get Oregon too?
They're just going to focus on basketball.
That's what the Big 12's doing.
Yeah.
What the Big 12 is potentially trying to do. And that's the thing is they're saying they are considering the move.
No, it's done.
Like you think? I'm just saying if they're considering.
They put a year on it.
The Big 12, if they are still considering, I know they just got a new commissioner and got Bob Bowlesby's worthless ass out of there.
God, he stunk.
I'm sorry.
Don't get me started on him.
Family.
Don't apologize to him.
Oh, Bob's a River Oaks guy, by the way.
New haircut got to my head. But like they got him out of there. I would give whatever you want. Notre Dame. All of them. I'd give you whatever you want. You want the deal Texas had? We'll let you run the conference because they're dead.
Yeah.
They're dead right now. They're not going to be a part of this if those two schools go there.
Right. Nah, you're right.
What do you guys got coming up?
All right. John McClain, he's got a little business to handle tomorrow. So generally he joins us tomorrow, but he'll be in today. The entire 4 o'clock
business.
Hour.
What kind of business?
That's the story. I don't know. That's the story.
No. We'll keep you updated on the Deshaun Watson situation as we continue with that. And we got a little baseball starting up here 5 o'clock with the Astros. We'll keep you updated, Clint, and I'm sure we'll get into it. Clint just believed nothing wrong at all with Yordan Alvarez and Pena. There was nothing at all. Just
throw some dirt on it.
They brought the cart out there just because he didn't want to walk to the dugout.
Hell, they almost threw him off the back of the cart.
They did.
No big deal, man. Hell with it.
That would have sucked.
You may need to check out the player.
How bad would that have been?
Before you slam on the gas.
He's got a concussion, and then he rolls off the back of the cart.
That's it. As much as the Astros go to the stretcher, they need to have a stretcher guy.
I can't afford Alvarez falling off a stretcher. I'd lose show for 30 minutes. Yeah. I can't do that.
I almost died.
There we go. J-Lo?
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your time off, my
friend. Thank you. Going to be fun.
There you go.
Enjoy your holiday.
Little selfie.
I'll get it.
Stay off the grid.
I'm going to do one just for you.
Do it for Sean.
I'm going to be off the grid.
Off the grid. We'll see. We're going to compare the off the grid between Lopez and Sean Pendergast.
Oh, you're ridiculous. Get out of here. Hang up.
For the OG, John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop, manana, 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner, Ron the Show Hughley, and John McClain in the 4 o'clock hour are next.
So far away from me.
Thank you, Peggy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.